something missing at today's 10-minute mussar. Anybody notice? My tie. So today's 10-minute mussar is actually a confessional more than standard sichas mussar. It is a fascinating experience that I had with my Rebbe and tremendous mussar for me. And I think hopefully I could share with you some of the lessons. I was reading a sefer. I have an addiction to biographies about Gedolei Torah. And the sefer is called Nafshi Yasa B'Dibura. It's a sefer that was put out by Rav Friedman. It interviews the Talmidim of Gedolei Torah that have already passed away. Actually, we're going to mention Rav Nevenzahl's take on this in a moment. Actually, has an interview there with Rav Nevenzahl about Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. This happens to be with Rav Zalman Rotzberg. I was reading this. I wish I could fall asleep learning. I'm jealous of those people who they learn to the last minute and then they fall asleep. Late at night, sometimes I, as I'm winding down, so this is my addiction. So, I was reading this book and I almost fell out of my seat. They were talking about the dress of the stipler. The stipler was known as being an avardiker. He wasn't so machbid about how he dressed. And then they begin, Rav Zalman Rotberg says, he's a Rosh Yeshiva Beis Meir, the stipler's nephew, Pam nichnasti l'Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now this already is important to me because this is a Masorah that I try to follow. V'hu diber b'charifus neged anivot. And he spoke very, very sharply against tithes. B'charifut lo mitzuya. And those who knew Rav Shlomo Zalman, I was zochet to speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman once. He was the softest of softest people. Hu gam hirgish noach l'daber l'ti al kach. He felt comfortable being open with me. Ki miyom ay lo anavti anva. I hadn't worn and never wore a tie. Interestingly, he said, at the time, I raised the fact that I knew that the stipler wore a tie. Kishamarti et mishpat hazeh, when I told him that, Rav Shlomo Zalman stopped talking. Didn't continue. Now the author, Rav Friedman, says, Ani atzmi shamati mirav Shlomo Zalman et hasiba. Because he stopped the moment he told him that the stipler, Rav Shlomo Zalman, didn't say anything more. He says, I know the reason. Kishenichnasti alav l'rishona mu'unav, omar likach. V'chol bege yesh matara. Every piece of clothing, every piece of garment has a purpose for it. Im adam lovesh begen mudar, if he wears a nice jacket, he wears a nice pair of pants, a nice shirt, matarato ikaret l'chamim et gufo. A nice coat is there to warm the body. However, habeged hayachid shenoad l'yofi bilvad hu aniva. The only garment that's there only for kavod or beauty is a tie. So the moment I saw this, and that was Rav Shlomo Zalman had spoken so sharply, so I decided to go ask Rav Nevenzahl. Nevenzahl told me that he never heard anything from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He himself and his children also don't wear ties. There are different shmuos why. He did not tell me if it was asur. He did say to me one expression, which I will not say over in public. Maybe I'll tell it over to you privately because it was so sharp. I'm not going to say the expression that he used about. Interestingly, then I explained to him all of my rabbis in America, every single one of them, whether in Tor Vadas or in Yeshivas Rabbein Yitzchak Elchanan, everywhere, all of them wore ties. That's why I continue wearing a tie, even though I noticed most of the rabbis where I work also didn't wear ties. But that's how my rabbeim dressed. I always try to do the best that I can without being an imitator to follow big famous rabbeim. So Rav Nevenzahl smiled to me and he said to me, so what happened when they told Rav Shlomo Zalman that the stipler wear the tie? The conversation was over. That was it. I mentioned that the other Gedolei Rabbanim, he wasn't going to comment on anything more. Interestingly also, even though he didn't hear from Rav Shlomo Zalman, he gave me the exact same reason that he, when he uttered this very harif statement, he gave me the exact same reason that he had, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said. And he said, once upon a time, the way he presented it, I don't know, some I've heard from the history slightly different, but it's the same point. That once upon a time it was used as a scarf. Says, but now it has no purpose. So why does a person wear a beged with a purpose? Ad Kan, the first part of the story. And that really, really got me thinking. And that is, wait a second. What exactly are we wearing? Why are we wearing it? And let's make a cheshbon about what it says in general about our avodas Hashem. Let's take a look at the Lashon Mesilas Yesharim that I have in front of you. We're reading from Perek Yud Gimel. Hamalbushim vakishutim lo yisira Torah al yofyam. Torah doesn't tell us anything about the way we're supposed to dress. Torah doesn't mandate any particular thing except the Yisur Shatnis and the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Omnom, says Ramchal, Mi lo yedash milvishas ha-pe'er va-rikma timoshe chagayva. The person not know, it's well known. He says that beautiful clothing leads to gaiva. Then I'd like to, that I think is understood. Somebody's wearing something beautiful, driving something beautiful. We're not only talking about clothing now. Is driving something beautiful? There's a certain gaiva that comes along with it. Remember the feeling, for those of us who are good ball players, remember the feeling of being able to put on that jersey. There's a shtick gaiva there when you get that jersey to put that on. I'd like to ask a question, though, in the Hemshech of the Mesilas Yesharim. Gamaz nus yigbalba. He says, nus, very, very, every word of the Ramchal is holy. He says, snus is wrapped up in it. The word gibul means to be enmeshed. Milvad, aside, he says, hakina, when it comes to jealousy that's created by it. I heard an amazing story, and that is about the sports jersey. I don't remember who it was. One of the Talmidim told me about an amazing high school kid. He wanted to give me a dugman. That was actually quite startling. He says, I'm not that familiar. I wasn't zocha to go to a high school that has real varsity teams. But he said that the minhag is, correct if this is wrong, the minhag is that when you get on the team, everybody who makes the cut, they wear their jersey to class the next day. Is that true? Anyhow, in that high school, it was true. What's that? No one knows. Okay. Maybe where the loser's not playing basketball now. So he said, that was the minhag. And the one guy told all other guys, you know, the other guys that didn't make the cut, they didn't make the cut. He said, you know what? Let's not wear the jerseys to class. It creates kinna. Levush could actually create kinna. That's the pshat mivad ha-kinna. V'hataiva, the taiva that comes from it, I remember, I sound antiquated, I remember when the Air Jordans came out and the tremendous taiva that I had in eighth grade. I was zochet to see Michael Jordan in heyday. That taiva to wear those Air Jordans, I still remember the day that I got the second tier. Not the actual Air Jordans, but Nike Air Force. It's still enmeshed. It's still part of us. V'ha'oshek, wow! Mesilas Yesharim continues. He says, Gneva! Gneva? From wearing a tie? From driving a nice car? What in the world is he talking about? Oshek. And the answer is, it's pshuto kimashmo. You know why most people in the Orthodox community today steal? It's not because they don't have enough money to buy a car. It's because there are other people down the block that are driving Jaguars and they can't afford them. Not with the money that they're making. Mamish, it leads to oishek tegzela pshuto kimashmo. Hanimshachim mikol mashu yakar adam lasiga. Ukfar omru zichronim levracha, and Chazal already said, kivon sheroe sheyetzer adam shetola ba'akevo, mimashmesh begodov umesalso besaro, omar ze sheli. Amazing medrash. The Ramchal concludes, and he says, when the Yetzirah sees that someone is already really concerned about how he dresses, and when he's playing with his hair, remember that from our teenage days, the Yetzirah says, he's mine. The moment a person becomes obsessed with these things, the Yetzirah says he's mine. What does the Ramchal mean? I understand they're terrible things. We were masbir how it leads to kinna and oshek, but the Yetzirah, I don't recall Chazal using such an expression in many other instances. The moment a person begins to think about the chitzonius, the Yetzirah says, I own him. What does he mean by that? And what does the Ramchal mean when he says, Znus is directly connected to this? We know that people who dress in a certain way, that might be a siman that reflects but who they are. But is that a siba? How is it a siba? What does Ramchal mean? What does he mean he's mine? Yetzirah owns him. Pshuto kimashmo. And that's why Reb Shlomo Zalman had such a pachad from it. He said something that its whole matara, its whole goal, is l'shem kavod. It doesn't have any other purpose. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman Lanias Daiti was saying. And he's saying then there's a tremendous, tremendous grip that one runs the risk that the Yetzirah has. Let me tell you what happened to me one morning. One morning, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, I don't wear a tie. Or it's all past tense. I didn't wear a tie, bli neder. And I got on the bus, and I'm on the 417 coming to Yerushalayim. And I realized I forgot my tie. I'm supposed to say shir in an hour. I forgot my tie. You know what I did? My old self. I got off the bus before I took the train to the old city. I went to the city center, and I went there to the store to buy a tie. The guy realized that I was in a rush. He got a good deal off of me. I paid for a $5 tie. I must have paid $20, $25 for it. So an American who's going to say, "Sheer, of course, he needs a tie." Took advantage. Magialo. What happened? So I began to ask myself, and it's a question we have to ask ourselves with so many things, and that is, who are we really? Now, part of it is I just didn't want the boys to ask, where is it, and so on and so forth, but there was something that was more than that, and that is, I felt comfortable who I was defined by the beged. I felt a little bit undressed. I felt that I wasn't myself. Rabosai, we all have to ask ourselves, are there things that make us feel that we are not ourselves without them? Who are we? Are we defined by who our chavrus is? We're defined whose shir we got into? Is it our IQ that defines who we are? And I've seen over and over and over again, the smartest boys over and over and over again. Pam achar pam achar pam. I'm looking at one of my Talmidim from Baruch Hashem 8 years ago in the Grus Kolel. I remember the fellow who was the most brilliant guy in the shir. There are many, many, many other guys who are now becoming budding Talmidei Chachamim. And Lazaru. Not at all. A lot of times, what it takes are midos that are much, much deeper than inside. Those are inside of itself. That's what the Ramchal is saying. When the Ramchal says that Yetzirah owns you, what does it mean that Yetzirah owns you? You're no longer defined by your pnimi. You've now been held by something else. I'm not talking about what type of begadim to wear. It has nothing to do with what my discussion at all. It's not even behind my cheshbon, behind my head. Not at all. What I'm talking about is a person really, really asking themselves, how do they define themselves? Do they define themselves by their things that are wrapped around them? Or do they find themselves by mamish, their real, real pnimius? And that's something that's not an easy question to answer. If you think about it, we do define ourselves by the neighborhood we grew up in. We do sometimes define ourselves by the type of car our parents drive. We do define ourselves by where our father works. what type of influence he has in the community. And Rabosai, what Ramchal is warning us, is saying the moment the person begins to look at those things, then it's a moment that the person lives in the confines of the material, and that's where Znus, Pesach HaTasrovet. What is Znus? Znus is about a person just simply satisfying his material desires. If we would only think about that we have a pure neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, if we would only think about the such beautiful qualities that we have that will come out l'dore doros in our children, then we will be of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if chas v'chalila, that's something that we don't internalize now, then the Yetzirah could say, shalihu. When we have siyata d'shmaya, that we define ourselves by the pnimius and not by the things that are around us, as my Rebbe tried to teach me.